So hey everyone, welcome to the very first episode of Words Make Sentences. My name is Omara D, and interchangeably I go by O. And what an experience this is about to be. Thank you so much for lending me your time and your ears, and I'm just excited to see where this journey kind of takes all of us. So I guess a real quick insight about Words Make Sentences to begin with. I'm one of those fast thinkers, and there are times where I try to get a thought out and I cannot find the words to make sentences. So I've created this space to kind of help process my dramatic pauses out loud. And I figured I'd share it with people, just because I know I'm not the only person who feels this way. And also just to, I don't know, have a good time, enjoy random bursts of laughs, a lot of moments of transparency, and good vibes. So again, thanks for tuning in. So for my very first episode, I wanted to talk about backpedaling and not being afraid to reel it in sometimes. So normally when I think about backpedaling or having to take a step back or having to revert to something old, there are times where some of us would want to shut down and kind of like get into like a frantic panic, because it's like, dang, maybe I'm not progressing the way that I thought I would, or maybe I'm not in the space where I expected myself to be, or I possibly missed a step and I want to try to walk backwards to see if I can get back on my path. And for those people who kind of are in that position or have been in that position, I just want to start with saying that you're kind of doing the right thing. Because when you think about it, okay, so let's say you're riding a bike and you need to brake. There are a handful of bikes made these days that don't actually have the brakes on the handlebars. You got to pedal backwards. But pedaling backwards helps slow you down instead of you rushing into either a car, another cyclist, oncoming traffic, or just a really steep hill. And now you're in more of a panic because you're going faster and now you've lost control, or you've lost a sense of control and you're now kind of frozen in the moment and you don't know what to do. But if you would have just pedaled backwards and taken a moment to grasp yourself, you would have been okay. And granted, this is not me saying, oh, you know, backpedal and just kind of sit in that and wellow. No, not at all. When you backpedal, you have a chance to kind of take another perspective at the picture that you're painting. You know, you get a chance to put the brush down, analyze what the draft is looking like. Maybe you need to cover up an area, or maybe you kind of work too fast and you would like to maybe take the picture in a different direction. As someone who is an artist but is aware that they do not know how to paint or draw, there have been times where I've flipped a canvas upside down and I'm like, okay, and just kind of ran with that instead of taking a step back and reevaluating the original angle that I was trying to go at. And I have no picture to show for that because I threw it away. But that's not the point. The point is, there's nothing wrong with taking a step back in order to move forward. So a very candid moment. I had applied for a job and I was so excited. I felt like I was moving on up in the world. I felt like I was with the elites. And sometime later, I was let go and I was devastated. I felt like I finally had a chance to kind of escape what I was doing, and that was all taken away from me. And I was mad, I was annoyed. And the only other opportunity that came my way was doing exactly what I was doing before. And I was vexed. I was so mad. I was like, there's no way. I told myself I wouldn't do this anymore. I was over it. I had no interest in investing any of my time, quite frankly, into this field anymore. And I had to suck it up, buttercup, and I backpedaled. And even the days that I went into the office and I was like literally counting the days, I'll never forget my first week there. I was like, all right, it's day two of my first week. Next week comes, all right, it's day seven. All right, it's day 15. And I stopped counting after the third month because I realized and accepted that I was in this position. So instead of griping, I took the time to really humble myself and just think about what I can do in this opportunity of me backpedaling. You know, was I living too much on a hope with no real solid plan? Maybe the office that I was in wasn't my community or actually couldn't be there to support me in my transition, or that just wasn't the job for me. And God was like, yeah, I'm gonna snatch you out of this, and that's okay. But I really took the opportunity after my third month to just sit down and think, okay, stop being in denial. This is where you are. What are you gonna do in this time? And I had to realize that instead of being hateful, I had to be grateful. I could have still been unemployed. I could have, you know, just been depressed and been like, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. Move back to my parents' house. And I mean, Florida's cool, but I don't want to live there. Do with that information as you please. But I kind of took a moment of gratitude and realized that the newfound community that I had in my new like workplace supported me. And even though everything around us was so chaotic, I had people who were on my side, and we were there for each other. We prayed for each other, we mentored each other, we talked through issues with each other, and we allowed each other to be soundboards for our own problems. And if I would have stayed upset about the job that I had lost for so long, I wouldn't have had an opportunity to appreciate my new coworkers that I've gained, my new family, so to say. So needless to say, I took my time and I treated myself with grace. Some days were better than others, and other days I was just like, look, I'm willing to just quit at this point. But you do not get unemployment when you quit, okay? Just keep that in your back pocket. But all in all, even with the time that I took to backpedal and to take a step back and do that old thing, so to say, opportunities came, and some opportunities that I thought would be perfect slid right through my fingers. And I was never upset. I never cried. And I took everything I learned from those interviews, from those connections, and I applied them to my everyday job, not taking things personal, you know, gaining insight, learning new interview skills. And, you know, I just recently got a new job, and I told myself, oh, I would never let anyone know when I get a new job because I don't want what happened the first time to happen this time. But I feel like kind of starting this first episode with talking about backpedaling is, don't hide your blessings from people, because your test is someone's testimony. Like your mess is a message for somebody. And I will say, there are things that you have to overcome during that time period of backpedaling that aren't really talked about. But just to name a few challenges that I personally, that I can say that I experienced, was staying disciplined. You know, sometimes when life knocks you down, you don't just like kind of tip over. Sometimes you feel like you just like soccer punched like through the gravel, like you are almost to the earth's core and trying to fight through the pain to get back up. It just hurts. The memories as you pass through the layers just taunt you, and it's daunting. And you feel like you will never kind of get over this feeling or emotion. And, you know, staying disciplined with staying on task, staying disciplined with, you know, keeping myself occupied, keeping myself busy with hobbies. I had actually started a virtual church group, and they were even my community outside of my workplace that also not only supported me, but I supported them. And I learned how to be a better support to myself based on how they overcame their own situations. So I took notes, and, you know, I tried a couple hobbies. I let go of all of those hobbies. But even then, with some of the things that I did stay disciplined with, especially, you know, keeping up with my church group, I got a chance to realize that I can stay on task. And even though what happened in my last job would not happen in this job, there were some flaws about myself that I had to let go of. And with me staying on course with backtracking, I got to learn that about myself. And I also got to apply those things that I wanted to keep about myself to my journey. Something else that I kind of touched on, but really want to really hone in on, is staying positive and maintaining a positive mindset and really showing up for yourself. There are times where you expect some people to be there for you and to kind of, you know, root for you. And at the end of the day, the only person who is there for you is yourself. And not only figuratively, but literally. There are going to be times where you want to call a friend and they're busy. There are going to be times where you think your support system is going to be there and they're gone. They've ghosted you. Because life be lifing. And everyone has their own trials and tribulations to deal with. And sometimes you're just not a priority. And that's okay, because you are your priority. So with that being said, you have to show up for yourself all the time. You have to show up for yourself even the days where you are not in love with yourself, when you're not proud of yourself, when you think you are the worst person in the world. You better turn around and pick yourself up and give yourself a hug and say, I love you, because, baby, you was all you got. So, you know, just being intentional and, you know, staying positive isn't always easy, but being negative is also a choice. So if you had to make a choice, just choose to be positive. It actually is free 99 to not have an attitude about everything. Free 99, no tax. Because being negative is actually more taxing than being positive. You'd be surprised. Something else that's a bit challenging, but it's also not impossible, is keeping your goals at the forefront. You know, don't feel like you've been defeated or your goals are lost in the abyss of your plans because one thing went wrong. You're allowed to build on your goals and build on the plan. If anything, you probably had like an ideal structure, but you're missing a couple bricks and you may need to add, you know, a lot bit more platforms and planks to the foundation of your goal to make sure it's sturdy. And, you know, you just stepped on it a little bit and you kind of went through the cracks, and that's okay, because you can get yourself back up and work through it. You can revitalize or, you know, revamp your plan. Or maybe you just need to make an additional turn on the path to your plan. But the goal can still be the same. There are different ways to get 4 in a math problem. It's not only 2 plus 2. Sometimes it's 3 plus 1. Sometimes it's 5 minus 1. I'm not going to add no more options because I don't be mathing like that, and that's okay. But something else that may be challenging, and it kind of doubles back into what I just said, but also evaluating your motives and your intentions. what do you actually want to do with this goal? Is it a selfish goal? Is it something that you have in mind to keep for yourself? Maybe you're missing someone in the plan that needs to be a part of it to help you get there, but you're kind of riding on this high like, oh, I'm gonna do it myself, or I can get there on my own because I'm me. And you realize that we're in this world because we need community. So you keeping to yourself is hindering your growth and possible connections. Because maybe your goal, you can only get there if you talk to the right people. And not even a matter of networking, but more so genuine connections, like actually getting to know somebody. You don't have to know their dog's blood type, but you know, actually hearing about their story and then being invited into those circles, but not only staying around for the circles, but staying around for that person. There's such a genuine feeling of emotion and, you know, care and love for people when you both can be there for each other because of each other, not because of who the person is or the title that they have. So yeah, you know, just a thought, just a couple things. And I'll even say, there are some times where backpedaling can become detrimental. And that's truly, you know, when one thing is when you lose sight of the goal, when you allow yourself to be defeated. Having to take a step back isn't a problem. It's kind of like if you cross the street and you're not paying attention. Sometimes you got to take a step back on the crosswalk because you're like, hey. And even if it's your turn to go, some cars don't be paying attention. Jesus be offense. But even then, taking a step back saved you from possibly falling into the wrong group, probably going in the wrong direction to begin with. You probably were saved from yourself. And that's real. You probably had no idea what you were getting yourself into on this one ideal pathway that you had. And that's even how I felt. I just felt like I needed this job because this job is going to get me where I got to go, because there's no way I can miss out on this opportunity. If anything, I missed out on an opportunity to get my feelings hurt. I missed out on an opportunity to be surrounded by people who did not care. I missed out on an opportunity of being stagnant, and I'm grateful that I did, because with me backpedaling and stepping into something that I did not want to do ever again, I was reminded about what an actual workspace should feel like. And not even from like higher ups, I mean my coworkers, I mean people from other departments. I felt love. I felt heard. Have you ever just been in a room and you talking and everyone is just Helen Keller to you? They're not even looking at you. Are you even a person? Like, it's just, it's so demeaning to be in such a space. But if I didn't backpedal, I would not have had a reminder of even the type of person I want to be to my coworkers and colleagues, how I want to be to someone on another campus or a building. I would have just been bitter if I never backpedaled. And that is so transparent, because I was bitter for so long. I was pissed because I felt like I needed to be in that room. And I'm glad I was not in that room anymore. No shade, no tea, just facts. But not everybody in that room now, and that's okay. But I know one thing, if I would have stayed there, I would not be here. And I am very much so glad to be here. Okay, let's reel it back in. Okay, so, something else that can be very detrimental if you're not looking out for yourself, while backpedaling, you can miss out on community. And when you miss out on community, you miss out on having accountability. Because that whole, oh, I'm going to just do it myself. I got me and me and me is all I got. Again, we need community. And you can have all the positive quotes surrounded by you that you want. You can have all the self-help reminders that you want. If you don't have someone to talk to, someone to confide in, someone to be there for you when it's hard to show up for you, you're just gonna get lost. You're gonna miss the moment. And the only person who is going to feel that is you. But the part that sucks even more about that is that you have no one there to pull you out of that, because you were being stubborn. And even outside of being stubborn, you were hurt. You felt lost. You felt like you had no one or nowhere to turn to. But don't keep quiet when you're backpedaling, because you'd be surprised. Some people are probably on the same journey as you, or some people have been on that journey and can be there for you. So, you know, speak up. Say something. There's nothing wrong with it. Something else that could be detrimental: lack of motivation. And you need community to keep you accountable, to help keep you motivated, so you don't lose sight of the goal. Do you see how everything is just coming together? Every piece of it matters. When you lose motivation, when you just let the flame die out, you're letting a part of yourself burn out. What is the point of losing you in this already chaotic world? You deserve to shine like the rest of the stars in the sky. Don't lose the motivation. And the last thing that can be very detrimental about backpedaling, if you are not paying attention, is becoming complacent. Do not get comfortable with being complacent while backpedaling, because that means for sure you have lost the motivation and you have kicked away your community, so you have no accountability. And above all, you have also lost sight of the goal. Use your backpedal like a slingshot. You are only pulling back to go forward. And sometimes you're going to be pulling back for a longer time than you expected. But you still going to go forward fast and far. So do not become complacent, because then you will grow bitter. And then you're going to be bitter by yourself. And that's that on that. And that's on you. But no, use backpedaling to your advantage. I'm not going to end the episode like that. That's a little bit rude. But use backpedaling to your advantage. You're in this moment. Reanalyze. Refocus. Even add something. I'm just saying. I sat on this idea for so long because I was drowning in the idea of backpedaling. And I had all the time and opportunity in the world to allow my hobbies and dreams to flourish. And even there were things I was doing before that I just knew I wanted to do. But since I felt like I was just shot down from my dream, oh, what's the point of sticking with it? Nothing ever stays. No. I'm still here. Which means since I stayed, my ideas and my hobbies and my wants can stay too. All these things can coexist. You can be sad and be productive. Just be productive through the sadness. You can be hurt and still want more for yourself. You just gotta want more for yourself through the hurt. And that's when you need motivation. That's when you need accountability. that's when you lose the feeling of being complacent. And that's when you keep the goal in the forefront. Don't let nobody stop your shine, not even your negative thoughts, because it costs nothing to be positive. It costs nothing. If anything, you're worth more because you're being positive through it all. When I did my interview for my new job, I didn't let the heartache and the bitterness get to me, because I applied for the same company. I did, because I'm bold. But even then, I didn't let my first experience, you know, leave a bad taste in my mouth. Like, oh, it's going to be the same way. I just want to make sure I get there. Like, no. I read the room and I realized everyone's different. You know, sometimes you just need a different department. Sometimes you need a different office. Sometimes you need a different corporate building, whatever it may be. Sometimes you need a change of scenery, but it's not impossible. So, you know, just go for it. Don't lose yourself in the back pedal. Just slow down. Figure out what you need to figure out. Take your time. Talk about it with somebody. It's okay. Don't be scared. This is going to be fun, you guys. I'm so excited. I'm so glad. But I say all that to say, because of my back pedal, I'm here. And I'm glad and proud of myself for the route that I took. And I cannot wait to see where you all end up from your back pedal. And I hope my words made sentences.